Well, Scott Morrison has won some praise for his approach to China from an unexpected source in Kevin Rudd. But the former Labor Prime Minister has taken a massive swipe at Malcolm Turnbull over his handling of the Australia-China relationship. Mr. Rudd has described the former Liberal PM's approach to China as hairy-chested. He says Mr. Turnbull deeply insulted the Chinese people and that, he said, had led to a freezing of diplomatic relations between the countries. The frank assessment didn't end there. Mr. Rudd accused other Liberal MPs of stoking yellow peril sentiments for political gain, a specific accusation that they're fueling racism and xenophobia. Julia Holman has our report.
Kevin Rudd is Australia's only Chinese-speaking PM, and the former diplomat still maintains a keen interest in Australia-China relations. But according to Mr. Rudd, Beijing has left Australia out in the cold.
I think the freezer treatment is being applied.
Kevin Rudd, who is the president of the Asia Society Policy Institute, was speaking at the National Press Club, where he argued that the deep freeze in relations was a fault of the former Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull.
I think what has really caused this one to come unstuck is what I describe as Malcolm Turnbull's quite egregious decision to deliver that strange and curious speech or statement at the end of 2017, where he said the Australian people have finally stood up against the Chinese threat.
Here's the then Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull back in 2017.
Modern China was founded in 1949 with these words, Zhonghua Runmen Zanchi Lai. The Chinese people have stood up. It was an assertion of sovereignty. It was an assertion of pride. And we stand up. And so we say, Adalia Runmen Zanchi Lai. The Australian people stand up. The Chinese people stand up for their sovereignty and they expect Australian people and particularly Australian leaders to stand up for theirs.
Malcolm Turnbull made these comments in the same week that Parliament was debating new espionage laws, widely seen as being designed to thwart Chinese influence in Australian politics. Just a few days after Mr. Turnbull's statement, Beijing responded, saying the remarks had poisoned the atmosphere of Australia-China relations. Today, Kevin Rudd says the offence is still felt in Beijing.
You could not pick a single phrase to be more offensive to every element of the Chinese political culture than that one. But as we know, Malcolm always thought he knew best about everything. Everything.
And the former Prime Minister went on to say that Australian politicians are trying to breed an anti-China hysteria, singling out Liberal backbencher Andrew Hastie.
You've had, I think, a series of excessive reds under the bed, yellow peril-ism from various Conservative members of Parliament, Hastie being the most recent one.
Mr. Hastie recently penned an article in the Nine newspapers comparing China's rise to that of Nazi Germany.
I'm always cautious about post-pubescent politicians who decide that the best way, or prepubescent in his case, I'm not sure, the best way to make a name for yourself within the raging beast of Australian conservatism is to whack the Chinese on the head.
And the former Labor Prime Minister argued it's an attitude that's rife within the Liberal Party.
When Turnbull, in order to deal with domestic challenges within the Liberal Party, decides to go all hairy-chested on China, the Australian people have finally stood up, and you've got Hastie doing the same. There is a more balanced and rational way through managing what is a difficult relationship.
Dr. Ewan Graham from La Trobe University says it's debatable whether Australia really has been frozen out by China.
And I think on the diplomatic relationship certainly did go into a slow motion period, whether it was a deep freeze or not. I think that's maybe a semantic difference. But when it comes to the economic relationship, the economic relationship has been remarkably insulated from political tensions.
Today at the press club, Kevin Rudd had a more positive assessment of the current PM's approach to China.
What I'd say about Prime Minister Morrison is that I think, unlike his predecessor, he understands, I think, the need to develop a balanced relationship with the People's Republic of China.
PM sought a response from Malcolm Turnbull and Andrew Hastie about Kevin Rudd's comments, but their officers said they weren't available for comment.
Julia Holman reporting, and Kevin Rudd's comments today weren't just confined to China. He also turned the focus on his own side of politics.
I think if we're being blunt and about why we didn't prevail, I think there is probably three reasons. One is, rightly or wrongly, the Australian people didn't warm to Bill. They didn't particularly like him and they didn't trust him. Rightly or wrongly, I say, that was what I encountered from voters. Number two, It is unwise, in my view, as an opposition, to recommend complex changes to tax and retirement income for the simple reason it's too difficult to explain from opposition and is easily turned into a fear campaign by the Conservatives. And the third is the Murdoch media. And the Murdoch media ran the most biased anti-Labor campaign, I think, in the country's history.
Former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd at the National Press Club today.